Hello and welcome once again to another edition of Teaching English is Fun, the podcast for teachers, and actually today is especially for students, but teachers, you can follow along as well, and you can probably use this in your class. You can follow along on teachingenglishisfun.com. I'll also put a link in the show notes. My name is Jim, your host, and today we're going to talk about how to master picture description in five simple steps. And almost every test you take these days for English as a second language has a portion that involves describing a picture. I know we were prepping my students for the OPIC test for a while, and I'm pretty sure that TOEIC and TOEFL, a lot of these have things where you have to describe something. So what I wanted to do is just take some of the things that I was teaching in my class and just give you guys this. And these are some simple, easy steps that you can use to help you succeed when you're describing a picture for a test of English proficiency. And if you look on my page right here, again, this is at teachingenglishisfun.com. You can go there and kind of follow along with what I'm going to talk about. But I'll just tell you that I have the first picture that I have right there is a picture of a little boy with a teddy bear next to him. So for the step number one, the first thing you want to do is to focus on the main part of the picture, just like I did. So look at this picture. What can you see, right? And I would say this is a picture of a little boy sitting on the ground next to a teddy bear. Very simple, very straightforward, and that's the first thing you want to do, especially on some of these tests. They've got these time tests where you if you take too long to try to describe something or to get to the point, you wind up missing points because you won't actually answer the question. So you want to describe and focus on the main part of the picture first, right? And some useful language for this, you can say, this picture shows, there is, you know, if there's like one thing, right, there is a little boy, for example, or there are, right, you know, like five people in this picture, right, for example. I can see, and then go ahead and describe after that, right? And then now, on to point number two. Number two, you want to describe as much as you can, right? So think of all the facts, all the figures that you can describe, and try to describe those as much as you can. So, for example, right here, looking at this picture, for me, he's about 1.5 to 2 years old. He's got short, fair hair means blonde hair, and he's looking down. He's wearing, and you can go through and describe what he's wearing. Looks like he's wearing a dress shirt, not a Y shirt. My students always, that's kind of a Konglish they used over in Korea, Y shirt. I'm not sure where that came from, but we say dress shirt, right? And maybe some blue jeans with a pair of sneakers right there. And then you would go on and describe more in detail. Now, some useful language for this, right? I want to say in the foreground, in the background. Foreground is like the front of the picture. So you say in the foreground, right? Meaning in the front of the picture, there is such and such, right? In the background, there is whatever, right? On the right, on the left. You can also say in the middle of the picture. Those are some different things that you can add for that to describe what the picture is. All right. And number three right here. Try to use your imagination to make assumptions, right? So for this picture right here, I look at the little boy and I'm not really sure what he's doing, right? I can see that he's looking down, but I don't know what he's doing. I can't see. He's reaching down with his hands. So I just have to kind of guess what's happening, you know, guess the action in this. So this little boy looks like he is playing with something on the ground. There are lots of pine cones on what looks like some kind of wooden walking bridge. Maybe he is playing with a pine cone. He looks like he is concentrating very hard on whatever he's doing. It looks as if the bear is listening to him. So it almost looks like, I don't know, this is a very cute picture. That's why I picked this one for picture description, right? Looks like the bear is actually like looking at him and focusing on what he's saying. Of course, it's just a stuffed bear, but that is the appearance, right? So you can talk about that, right? So here's some useful language, right? I think, maybe, perhaps. You can also use some modal verbs of deduction. Deduction is kind of like you're making kind of an educated guess about something, right? He must be da 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 da. He can't be such and such. He might be, and then describe what it is, right? And he looks happy, right? In this picture, you can't tell because you can't see the boy's face. So maybe he looks focused, right? He looks like, and notice right here, my son, my cousin, my nephew. So I want to point that out. I don't describe this on my thing here, but this is something that students always have a hard time with. So make sure that when you use looks, right, someone looks something, it's normally describing an adjective of some kind, right? So he looks happy, he looks sad, he looks angry, right? You would want to use something like that. Now, when you looks like, you're describing a noun of some kind. So he looks like, you know, my son, my cousin, my nephew, or maybe you could say someone looks like Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise, for example. This little boy doesn't, I can't tell, but of course he's a little boy, so maybe he wouldn't look like them right now. And that is that for trying to use your imagination just to add in and to add more things. Now, another thing you can use, number four, is you can also use personal stories, all right? Use your stories and examples from your life to speak more. People are much more comfortable talking about their experiences. So talk about yourself. For example, when describing this little boy and his bear, you can talk about your own experiences. So, for example, when I look at this picture, I think the little boy is sitting with his bear like the bear my daughter has. When she was really young, it was a pretty pink bear. These days, she has played with it for about 6 years. My daughter is 6 years old, and she's had the bear since she was a little baby. The bear is not pink anymore. Now it is gray and is not quite as soft as when she first got it. It also doesn't have quite as much stuffing anymore. I think the only thing holding it together now is love. The bear in this picture is light brown and about the same size as the little boy. When he gets to be my daughter's age, maybe his bear will also be gray and raggedy. So, see what I mean? So when you're talking about something from your own life, right? And describing the pictures, like for example, of this little boy and his bear, but you're more comfortable because you're using your own stories, right? I use my daughter in this case because, but most of us have had some kind of stuffed animal when we were young, so you can substitute that, right? You know, try it yourself. Just think of a stuffed animal that you had, a favorite stuffed animal, and then tell a short memory of it, right? So, for example, I know in Korea, a lot of students had like tigers when they were young, because that's the animal of Korea. So maybe, you know, they would talk about it, you know, a tiger they had when they were young, you know, a stuffed tiger. I know for myself, this is not actually on my page, but I had like a little Snoopy. And I used to carry Snoopy everywhere. One day, I left Snoopy outside and I lost him. And I cried and I cried and I cried. And luckily, my mother found Snoopy after a rainstorm. And Snoopy was covered with mud. And he was really horrible. But my mother washed him and I got him back. And I was so happy to get my little Snoopy back again. So, and, so anyway, something like that from your own life, right, is a little easier to talk about, right? And you can feel more comfortable when you talk about those things. So, and here's some other things that you want to think about, right? Think about the WH questions. So think about who, what, when, where, why, and how. Of course, how isn't WH, but we know that that fits in with those questions, right? Of each picture, right? Think about the subject also, you know, the whoever is in the picture, right? Think about the environment, the time of day, maybe the weather, the location, culture, for example. If you see some picture from like another country, right, you can talk about that. These will give you ideas to just keep you talking, because a lot of times when you have these tests, they're time tests, so you have to, you know, talk. If you just sit at the picture and go and you don't talk, right? Or you just describe, there's a boy, and that's all you say, then of course you're going to get graded lower, right? So try to think of these questions and do that. And then that leads me to our final step right here. The final step is to practice every day. And just like speaking English in general, you want to practice every day, right? So practice makes perfect, they always say, right? Now when we had a test, we knew that the OPIC test was coming up. So I actually practiced with my class almost every other day of the week, right? We did some lessons, but we also did practicing pictures. We also had some other role plays and other things. And actually on my site here, you can find some practice for role plays and for some of those things. So you can try to practice on your own with some of the things that I have on there. So we practiced for a week each time before we had the test, and it worked. Not only did my students' English increase, but they felt more comfortable when they were describing pictures. So when they went in there, right, they felt more comfortable because they had practiced, because they had done that. The first time you ever try to describe a picture is during a test, that's going to be a problem, right? So you want to try to practice that. So try, and also, this is something else I want to add, try and describe a wide variety of pictures and look up the words if you find something that you don't know how to describe, right? So now, if you're in a test and you see something that you can't remember the word to, just describe it some other way. I remember once I had a student who described sneakers as footcase, right? It's not exactly the correct word, but it got the point across, right? You know, I mean, people could understand. Maybe she would have been dinged for using footcase, but I mean, it was good, rather than saying he has something on his feet, right? You know, I mean, if she could say footcase, right, then I mean, people can understand. Oh, she means shoes, right? So, or sneakers. So anyway, just remember that when you're doing that. So now, if you get your mind used to doing it, you know, doing this activity, you will find that during the exam, you will not struggle so much to find ideas, right? Your ideas will come to your mind quickly and hopefully with a little effort. All right, now, I have some practice pictures here. And if you look at my site, again, teachingenglishisfun.com, go there, look at those pictures. And what I want you to do right now is to look at those, look at some of the prompts that I have, and see if you can describe those pictures on your own. I'm going to take a short little break, and when I come back, I'll go over those pictures and we'll finish up for today. Be right back. Okay, welcome back. Did you look ahead at the practice pictures I have right there? Have you tried to describe them yourself, or gone over those? If not, let me go ahead and go over these with you guys and gals right now out there. These practice pictures, if you look right here, I've got picture A. Picture A, now I put some prompts down below so you guys can try to figure out maybe what some of these things are. So look at picture A right there. What do you see? What's the first thing you see? What is happening? Is there any action happening in the picture, right? Does this remind you of anything, right? So for me, when I first look at this picture, the first thing I see is I see a dog, and he's wrapped up in a blanket, right? And looks like he's in the middle of a path in the woods somewhere. Now, when I look at this picture, by the way, I think this is a bulldog, right? So when I look at this picture, the first thing that it reminds me of is Yoda, right? So maybe I would say, you know, when I look at this picture, it's a little dog and he looks like a little boxer, and he's wrapped up in a blanket, and it just reminds me of Yoda from Star Wars. And, I expect him maybe to start speaking like Yoda and, you know, do or do not, there is no try, right? You know, anyway, something like that. So that's some things that you guys can use to describe that, right? And you can also describe, you know, what the blanket looks like, you know, the color of the blanket, the color of the dog, right? The fact that he's got plants on either side of him. And if you look in the background, you can see that the path continues on. So he's in the middle of this path, you know, in the foreground, right? There's this dog right there. And then in the background, you can see that this path continues in the woods. Right? And does he look happy? Actually, well, you know, you can describe the mood of the dog. Maybe he looks like he's a little sad. Maybe he's sad because somebody wrapped him in a blanket and he really doesn't want to be wrapped in a blanket. All right, now, picture letter B right here. All right, now, we see right here what is happening, what is the mood of the people, and where are they? So again, look right here. Well, this picture, the first thing I would describe is that it looks like there is a picnic going on. I see four people and a dog, and they're all sitting on a blanket that is laid out in the middle of the woods, it looks like, or maybe a park, but there's a lot of trees around them right there, and they're sitting on some grass. The dog is in the foreground. The dog is in front of all the people right there. And the people look like they're very happy. They look like they're talking to each other. Maybe they're discussing, and you can think about, you know, what kind of things do you think they'd be talking about, right? You know, they look like they're talking about something fun and enjoyable, and they're discussing maybe what they're going to do later on the weekend, right? Or they're, you know, just lucky to have a break from work, and they're out there enjoying some food together. So, and it looks like on the mat that they're sitting on, or the blanket they're sitting on, one guy has a camera right there. So maybe they're talking about they're going to go take some pictures later. So those are some things that you can try to think of when you're describing a picture, right? And then also maybe use your own thing. Have you ever had a picnic, right? Maybe talk about a memorable picnic that you had. Oh, last weekend, I went on a picnic with my roommates, right? And we went to the park and we did this, that, or the other thing. All right, and moving on to letter C right here. Now, this is, I figured I'd give you some kind of action picture, right? Something happening. So what is happening? Right. So first of all, I would answer what is happening. I look at this picture and there is a bunch of horses. It looks like there's a horse race going on right now. Right. And I see that the horses looks like they're just rounding one of the turns right here on the racetrack. Right. The overall feeling of this picture, it looks like there's a lot of action here, and maybe it's intense action because the horses are very close to each other, and there's all sorts of sand being kicked up, and the horses are very close, and they look like, you know, one horse is ahead, but maybe, you know, it could be very close. Another horse could be ahead very soon. So when I look at this, who is winning, right? So it looks like the man, the jockey who has a yellow and blue top, right? Looks like he is in the lead right now. But on the inside, there's another horse that is coming up, and that horse's rider is wearing white and blue, and it looks like he may be coming up and may wind up passing the rider who is wearing yellow and blue. And it looks like the rider is wearing yellow and blue. He realizes that the man with white and blue is coming up, because I can see his head is turned and he's kind of glancing there. So, and then you can talk about, have you ever ridden a horse before? So, you know, I reminds me of when I was young, I used to ride a horse, or I've always wanted to ride a horse, but I haven't, you know, yet. So anyway, look at that. You can think about those things. So go through with those, use some of those prompts and just practice, right? And the reason I gave you such a kind of a wide variety of pictures, a lot of times you may have a picture where there's not much action at all. I remember one time one of the students actually got upset because we had a picture that was just basically a field with some trees and there wasn't a lot happening, right? And so he's like, well, how can I describe that picture? How can I talk about that picture? There's not much happening there. And then the next time we did an interview with him, he had almost the same type of picture and he was very upset because he said, I told you guys not to do this. And so when he came back to the class, I asked him how he did on his test and he said, I think I didn't do well at all because I got mad at the people who were giving me the test and I told them that, you know, they should have a picture that has more action in it. But because he was able to express himself like that, because he was able to talk about why he didn't like that picture, because there wasn't a lot happening in that picture, he actually got a very high grade, right? So he was surprised that I think he got the highest in my class, right? Because he was able to talk about that and he was able to express that he wishes there were more action or there were more things to describe in this picture, right? And he was able to describe the scene as it was, but there wasn't a lot to talk about, right? So, and that's why I say you want to look at a wide variety of pictures. So, you know, I know I have a lot of pictures that I try to use, like with barbecues and people together doing something. Also try pictures where there's some kind of action happening. You can use some pictures from news stories. I know a lot of times some tests will use some pictures from like current events, things that are happening in the news in the world, right? So maybe nowadays, I don't want to make this time, but we have coronavirus is going on and there's people in those hazmat suits and they're all, you know, dressed and they've got, you know, masks on. And so you may have a picture with that, right? And you may have to describe what's going on right here. What do you think is happening? Oh, it looks like, you know, there's, you know, some hazardous material has been spilled, right? Hazardous means kind of dangerous material, right? So you can talk about that, even though you don't know exactly what that picture is about, you could talk about that situation. So, well, good luck out there. I hope that this helps all those students and teachers out there who might have to take a test or teachers who have to help their students do better on tests. Check back for more informative classes online. I'm going to try to start doing this more regularly where I'll give you guys some classes that actually teach you some things, as well as for teachers out there. I've provided lots of classes for teachers to be able to use for their class, but I figure I know I've got a lot of students who listen to me out there, so I'm hoping that this will help you guys out. Well, remember, as always, teaching English is fun, and that is why I'm having a blast helping everybody out who is listening to this. And till next time, have a great day.